From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 86, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I am your host, Rob Parker, and what a show on opening day. That's right. We'll have Milwaukee Brewers slugger Christian Yelich. He stops by the program. Also, former Major League General Manager Jim Bowden from CBS Sports HQ, The Athletic, and Sirius XM. He'll give us some storylines for this coming baseball season. That and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
To quote the East Side Cheddar Boys out of Detroit, it's always better with the cheddar. Just ask Mookie Betts, who on Wednesday signed a 13-year, $380 million deal reportedly, which will keep him in Los Angeles for the rest of his career. What a smart move by the Dodgers. They really don't have big contracts on their books. They give themselves a cornerstone. They did the right thing from the standpoint. They didn't want Mookie Betts to even entertain the idea of going and playing. Playing the field and trying to get offers and getting into the free agent market. They just made it very simple. He's their guy, even during a pandemic. This guy can do it all. Hit, throw, field his position, everything you would want. Hit for power. Mookie Betts is a home run by the Dodgers. And maybe, just maybe, he will be a piece that will finally snap the Dodgers' World Series drought. They're looking for their first World Series since 1988.
Number two.
Monday marked the anniversary of Hank Aaron's final home run in his major league career, which of course was suitable for framing. Hank Aaron hit 755 home runs. Think about this. Hank was so great, if you took away his 755 home runs, he still would have 3,000 hits. That's how prolific he was with the bat. He was a home run hitter, but batted 305. And since it was, brought back up about Hank Aaron and what his accomplishments were, there were some people out there saying that, Hank Aaron is the real home run king and it's not Barry Bonds. And I got news for you. No way, no how. Barry Bonds is the home run king, not Hank Aaron. Barry Bonds hit more home runs in his major league career than Hank Aaron. When you look in the record books, they all count, people. You can't pick and choose and say they don't count and you don't want to count this. No, Barry Bonds is the home run king. Hank Aaron was a great player, but he's second.
Number three.
2020 is the year of the judge. Yes, it's time for Aaron Judge to play a complete season and lead the New York Yankees to a World Series. That's what baseball needs from Aaron Judge. Baseball needs Aaron Judge more than the Yankees need him. The Yankees have won a ton of championships. They need a star player with his charisma, that smile, that home run swing, that swag, all that stuff rolled up into one. We know there are better players in the major leagues than Aaron Judge. I'm talking about all-around players, like a Mike Trout with the Angels. Some people might like Bryce Harper better. But when you talk about the whole package, it's Aaron Judge. He can capture the nation's attention with the muscles, with the big flies, playing on the big stage. Aaron Judge hasn't been able to do that because he hasn't been healthy the last couple of years. He's missed 110 games the last two seasons. If Aaron Judge can put it all together, lead the Yankees to a championship, he will become that household name that baseball is looking for.
Number four.
It is opening day. Yes, indeed. The 2020 baseball season somehow, some way, is underway as of today, Thursday. Awesome doubleheader. The Yankees and the Nationals. And then the nightcap, the Giants and the Dodgers. And we can't wait. I know it'll be different. No fans in the stands, but people will be watching at home. It will be interesting to see what kind of TV ratings these games get. But I know the big thing is who's going to win. I pride myself in picking the World Series champion. Last year, I did pick, once the playoffs started, I picked the Nationals to win the World Series, and they did it. This year, as good as the Dodgers are on paper, and they are good, Mookie Betts was added. David Price was added, even though he will not participate. I still think the pickup by the Yankees of Gerrit Cole will put the Yankees over the top. He'll take that spot at the top of the rotation, push everybody back. We already know what kind of lineup the Yankees have. Aaron Judge is healthy for the first time in a couple of years. If it all comes together, I'm going to pick the New York Yankees to win the World Series for the first time since 2009 in a rematch against the Dodgers, first time since 1981. And the Yankees get it done in six games. That is my World Series pick.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast Christian Yelich, of course, star from the Milwaukee Brewers. He joins us here on Inside the Parker. Christian, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. And you are here on behalf of Line and Kugel Beer. Tell us about the product.
Yeah, well, they're doing a lot of promotion going on, and they've been awesome to team up with. And since we've spent 119 days without playing, 30 give 119 fans free beer and some signed items by me. So if you want to find out some more details about that, go check out their Facebook or Instagram. They got a great beer, Summer Shandies, one of my favorites, and they're great people as well, which is always a plus.
All right. Hey, Christian, let's talk about you. Talk about that fat new contract you signed with the Brewers, 9 years, $215 million. Tell me about Milwaukee and why this is such a fit. Obviously, you've blossomed NL MVP in 2018. Things are good in Milwaukee for you.
Yeah, it's a place that I really, really enjoy playing, and I was fortunate enough that I have the opportunity to play here for the next 9 years, like you said. And it's a great city, a great place to play in the summer, and Miller Park's amazing. I'm just really excited about it all around, and getting traded over here 2 years ago, it's definitely exceeded my expectations, to put it lightly, and it's just a place that I loved playing and wanted to spend the rest of my career.
People want to know, last year in September, you had that fractured kneecap. How is the kneecap? How you feeling? And are you going to be ready to go when opening day kicks off in a few days?
Yeah, the kneecap feels great. And, you know, it's more than good now. It was good in spring training, and then we had that little three-month layoff there and gave it more time to rest up and get better. And I'm glad that's in the past now. You know, it's never fun rehabbing injuries. So finally 100% and looking forward to getting back out there.
Our guest, Christian Yelich from the, of course, Milwaukee Brewers. And let me ask you about the 2020 season, which kicks off on Thursday. 60 games in 67 days. You know, baseball is normally a marathon. Christian, how weird will this be, that where every game counts and there's no taking a night off when there's only 60 games to play?
Yeah, it's going to be different. It really is, and there's no denying that fact. And it's what we got, though. And you got to realize that there's not really time to recover from a slow start as a player or a team. You got to get out the gates going, and I think, you know, those bad stretches are going to be magnified, and also those hot streaks are going to mean a lot more this year. So you're going to see some crazy stuff, I got a feeling, this year, but. You know, it's going to be nice to be back out there playing, and we'll see how it all plays out.
The Brewers are trying to do something that has never been done in their franchise history, which is make the playoffs 3 years in a row. Tell me about your club. Are you confident going in?
Yeah, definitely. I think we got a great group of guys here. Seeing them in the inner squads here the last couple of days and just getting to see them from that perspective. You usually don't get to play against your own teammates too much in a regular spring training. So I think we're confident with the group we have. I think health and making sure, we're all doing what we need to do to be available and be out there is going to be a big part of this season. But if we're able to do that, I think that I really like our chances to make it to the playoffs for the third straight year.
Christian, a lot of people, we know all about the home runs, but last year you were in the 30-30 club. That used to be a big deal. People don't steal bases anymore. Are you going to be stealing bases, continue to do that? And why have people given up that lost art?
I'm going to keep trying to do it. I think it's an important part of the game, and I think it's kind of phased out just because analytically it's not really one of those things that's looked upon favorably, especially if you make an out on the bases, because analytics see that you've got 27 outs and they don't want you to give any of them away on the bases. So a caught stealing isn't good, but obviously if you're able to do it successfully and at a pretty high clip, then it's something that could be advantageous.
All right, last thing. You bat left-handed, you throw right-handed. How did that happen? I mean, that normally doesn't happen. Was that just at childhood? You picked up the bat a certain way? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, it's just always really how I've done it. I just picked it up, and it felt right that way, and been doing it ever since. And I don't know why that was or what was the reasoning behind that. It's just kind of how it worked out, but I'm obviously fortunate that it did because, I've been able to do it here for a big part of my life. And it's one of those things that it almost feels like it's meant to be at times.
Last thing, can you guys win this? Can you guys win the World Series? With only 60 games, somebody could wind up getting hot and maybe knocking off some of the teams that people have as the favorites. Can your team win the World Series?
Yeah, of course. I think really there's a lot more teams that realistically have a chance to win this thing than they would in a normal year. But yeah, we'll see. Like you said, it's one little bad stretch, and a good team could be done, or a team that you normally wouldn't think of could get hot for a while and sneak into that thing. And once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. If you're playing well at the time and you get on a little bit of a run, that's all you need.
All right. His name is Christian Yelich from the Milwaukee Brewers. Christian, good luck in the 2020 season. We appreciate you, and thanks for joining the podcast.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good one.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Well, it may have taken a few extra months, but opening day is finally upon us. And in a season like this, with so few games on the docket, a hot start is paramount for anybody who wants to make their mark. Well, that got me thinking about the best opening day performers in MLB history, the ones who we all remember thanks possibly to the primacy effect. You guys can go ahead and Google that one. The player with the most hits on opening day, well, it's no surprise, it's the hit king, Mr. Pete Rose, with 31 of his 4,256 in his career. How about the most dingers? Well, that's a three-way tie with 8, and some famous names like Griffey, Frank Robinson, and Adam Dunn? That's right. The big donkey knew how to make an entrance. Dunn's 21 RBI are also tops on opening day all time. Part of, in my opinion, a criminally underrated career for the ideal three true outcome hitter. Now, on the mound, some more famous faces dot the leaderboards. Tom Terrific, Tom Seaver, has made the most opening day starts with 16. Justin Verlander, for reference, will be making his 12th career opening day start this season. The big train, Walter Johnson, leads all hurlers with 9 career wins on opening night, while Randy Johnson struck out 107 batters in his 14 opening day starts, 26 more than Seaver, the next man on that list. Cannot wait to see who will shine on opening day.
That ball is...
was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
Several San Francisco Giants players took a knee before the game on Monday night. A number of fans on Twitter didn't seem to like it. Is it foul or fair to say that kneeling during the national anthem in baseball will hurt the game, JR?
That's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you should know that this country has been going through a transformation, where corporations and sports franchises and people have been acknowledging the systemic racism and racial inequality that is rampant in the country. For baseball fans especially, to be offended in any way at this point with the peaceful protest to bring attention to some serious issues and support black lives, people of color, is absurd. The sport of baseball was a major vehicle in the civil rights movement. When Jackie Robinson integrated the game and opened the floodgates for African American and Latino talent, it helped change the attitudes of businesses and people around the world. Baseball is historically a major ally to any civil rights movement, and I think some current fans forget that because participation has been down among black people in baseball for decades now. Still, it celebrates Jackie Robinson Day, which will be held on August 28th, and the centennial celebration of the Negro Leagues is this season. I commend the players for taking it upon themselves to show support for racial equality, showing support for their fellow mankind regardless of color. Those screaming about peaceful protests before the game, hurting the sport, have never been a victim of systemic racism and should open their hearts and, in the historical spirit of baseball, embrace the moment and show support for an America where everyone has an equal chance to be successful and make our country great.
Take out the paper, then the trash.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's winner is Octavio, and he tweeted me this. I am very disappointed that MLB has not recognized Kirk Flood's contributions to the game of baseball. His number should be retired. Shame on you, MLB. If you want a chance to win a new era snapback baseball cap, just like at Octavio, if you want a chance to win like Octavio, all you need to do is go to my Twitter, at Rob Parker FS1, and you too can have a chance to win a new era snapback baseball cap.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't know that.
All right, let's welcome to the podcast now former Major League General Manager Jim Bowden, who, of course, is now with CBS Sports HQ, The Athletic, and Sirius XM. And, Jim, we have a baseball season. Are you excited?
Rob, this is so exciting. I mean, we not only have a baseball season, we have a 60-game scheduled baseball season. We got a sprint. We got a season where we have, instead of like 10 teams have a chance to win, we have 17 teams that have a chance to win. This is going to be really exciting. I've got goosebumps, and opening day on Thursday, I can't even believe it.
No doubt about it. All right, let's get your five or six storylines for this coming season. We respect your opinion when it comes to baseball. So, number one, COVID-19. Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, I think COVID-19 is going to stay with the sport the whole year, and we're going to have positive tests that are going to jump up in front of us when we're not expecting it. We may have a key player that elects or opts out because of health issues, either with himself or with family, and it's a storyline that's not going to go away. And, James Click, the general manager of the Astros, last week said, you know, the team that stays the healthiest and tests negative the most is probably the team that's going to be left standing in October. And although that might be an exaggeration, I think his point is well taken, and it will be a storyline that won't go away.
Number two, of course, we just mentioned, a 60-game season in 67 days. Jim, give me a couple of surprise teams that might make it to the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, look, teams like the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds and the San Diego Padres and the Toronto Blue Jays, and I'll pick on those four teams, you know, over 162-game schedule, they're probably not going to make it to the playoffs. But in a 60-game truncated season, they've got a legitimate chance. And one of the things a short season gives you, if you have young pitchers, a lot of times they end up losing starts 25 to 32, and the veteran starters end up beating them, and the experienced team ends up winning, and you've got young pitchers that get shut down. But when you've got, when you're building a young team, and you have someone like the Padres with young starters like Paddock and Lamed and maybe Mackenzie Gore if they bring them up, in a truncated season like this, you don't have to worry about shutting them down. And it's 12 starts, and that's it. And so that just adds those surprise teams in the pool and gives them a chance that they probably wouldn't have had otherwise.
Two teams that won't be a surprise if they get there are the Dodgers and the Yankees. If they do, Jim, it would be a rematch from 1981. That's how long it's been since the Yankees and Dodgers have been to the World Series. Is it possible?
Well, Rob, I don't think there's any doubt that you and I both think the Yankees and Dodgers are the two best teams in baseball. Las Vegas thinks it, and most baseball analysts believe it. But the one thing that I love about baseball, the best team normally doesn't win. It just doesn't usually work that way. Would it be great for baseball? Yes. Why? Because if you get the two biggest markets in the United States and they're playing each other in October, you can imagine the ratings. You can imagine the revenue for the sport and how it would set up for the future. So I'll be honest with you. I'm rooting for Yankees Dodgers. I want to be covering that series for the first time since 1981, Rob. I want to be sitting there in the press box next to you during that matchup. I want to see Garrett Cole against Clayton Kershaw and James Paxton against Walker Buehler. I want to see Betts and Bellinger against Stanton and Judge. You couldn't write a better script. But as I said, the best thing about baseball, once you get to October, you all of a sudden get a good starting rotation that can run the table. Just like the Nationals last year, they were a wild card team and they're world champions right now.
Our guest is Jim Bowden, the former Major League General Manager. He's currently with CBS Sports HQ, The Athletic, and Sirius XM. The Astros, we've already seen it, Jim. I thought maybe we might not see them getting hit because of suspensions in the short season, but they're getting hit by pitches. Is this intentional?
Well, you're going to see intentional, you're going to see unintentional, and you're going to see intentional that the players are going to say are unintentional. Astro players are going to get some bruises, and it's going to happen. And the most important thing is the pitchers need to make sure they do it in the right spot. Don't go head hunting. Do it in the spot you got to do it. Do it once, get it over with, and move on. The commissioner's office is going to watch this closely, and so is the umpires. And I think they're going to leave the opposing pitchers some room to do what they need to do early in the season. But if it gets carried away, then the commissioner's office is going to jump in and just stop it. They're not going to tolerate it. So hopefully, you know, no fighting, no brawling, and they're all going to be warned. But I don't think there's any doubt, Rob. There are pitchers on the Yankees. There are pitchers on the Dodgers. There are pitchers on the Athletics. And they're planning on giving some bruises to some Astro hitters, and you are going to see it.
No doubt about it. The bad thing about the pandemic, and of course there'll be no fans in the stands, and down in Arlington I saw them building it when I was there last summer. Globe Life, the new indoor stadium that they had built in Arlington, that's kind of a shame that fans won't be able to experience it.
Well, look, it's going to be a tremendous stadium, and it's not going to be a hitter's park. It's going to be a fair park. But you're going to be able to hit the long ball down the lines, but the ball to dead center is not going to travel like they're used to. And with that roof closed and the air conditioning, it's going to be very fascinating to watch how the ball plays there. The other fascinating part is the infield is made up of coconut shell.
Wow.
And apparently the infield has really consistent bounces, and the infielders really love it. But I'll tell you one thing. I was worried when I saw the outside of the park because it looked more like a Walmart than what the pictures they had shown us ahead of time. But inside the stadium with the open concourses, it is gorgeous, and baseball has added another tremendous stadium to its repertoire.
Hey, last thing. I need your World Series pick. You talked about it, Yankees and Dodgers potential. Is that your World Series pick, and who wins?
I'm going Yankees in seven over the Dodgers, and I think Garrett Cole wins game seven.
That will be money well spent by the New York Yankees, no doubt. Happy opening day. Baseball season's upon us, Mr. Jim Bowden. Always a pleasure. Thanks for your input.
Thanks, Rob. You've always been one of my favorites, as you know. Peace.
Now it's time for some Diamond Dust with Wish TV's Phil Sanchez.
Out of here!
He played baseball in college. Now hear his MLB knowledge.
Well, with the baseball season about to get underway, there are several stories to keep an eye on for this shortened season. Number one, how will COVID change the way the game is played? Well, we've already gotten a taste of what it will be like during the exhibition games. Players are maintaining their social distance, and some are even wearing face masks. But as the season goes on, can we really expect 25-year-old athletes to not give high fives to their teammates when something really good happens? Time will only tell. Other changes, though, no spitting, no chewing tobacco, or sunflower seed. Good luck with that. Secondly, where will the Blue Jays play their home games? This after the Canadian government denied the Jays from playing at the Rogers Center. That's their home stadium. The team was expected to play at their AAA stadium in Buffalo, but now that doesn't seem to be likely, leaving the Jays with no home stadium just as the season is about to get underway. So another source of confusion here, though, is the Canadian government said no to the Blue Jays after allowing the NHL to hold its playoffs in Edmonton and, wait for it, Toronto. And lastly, will the fans at home like watching baseball in fanless stadiums and with artificial noise pumped in? I, for one, have no problem with it. Yeah, it was a little weird at first, but you get used to it and almost forget about it. Nothing is normal in 2020, and hopefully things will, of course, get back to normal next season. But baseball with no fans in the stands, in my opinion, is better than no baseball at all.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
The reason baseball is better than the NBA and NFL is simple. You know, when the teams come on, there's not like some generic music that kind of goes with the team that sounds like football, that sounds like basketball or something like that. Baseball, they have these theme songs, these great theme songs about the teams, and you never forget them. They're ingrained in your mind. I grew up in New York. I grew up in Jamaica, Queens. I used to take the number 7 train to Shea Stadium. And that song, Meet the Mets, is ingrained in my brain. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets.
Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really sucking the ball.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.